Oh, that's fine. All right, so let's play that last one. Let's play. Now, assuming this is the root,
that's right.
Like, what kind of mood does this
give you?
Okay, yeah, it's a little bit exotic. Major or minor, do you think?
Minor.
Yeah, it is minor. Yeah. It is minor. And you could just, you know, hear the third, like the third note. You know, is for me, I use Smoke on the Water. Like the distance between the first and second note of Smoke on the Water is a minor third. So that's how I hear that it's a flat three. So yeah, it's a minor mode. And now let's figure out, you know, this. You know that this second note right here is a weird one.
Yes, I can. Yeah.
And there's only two modes that have a flat two. Do you remember at all what they are?
It's the Phrygian.
Phrygian's one of them, yeah. And the other one's Locrian.
The Locrian, yeah. Right.
So. And then Phrygian, so Phrygian is the same as regular minor with a flat two.
Okay, condensed, so it's flat two, three, six, and seven?
Yeah. So we could do it by math. I suppose doing it by ear is kind of harder because...
But that's how you're going to really be able to play it.
Yeah.
Maybe not really, because the numbers are such an important part.
But but you're right, the ear is just as important. And you have a good ear. You just haven't necessarily put a system on it.
I have a good ear to like listen to songs and pick out solos. Not when you start getting into, I can hear a major and a minor, but when you start getting into three different minors,
right? Sure.
Three different. The difference becomes way more minute.
I think that's true. But the flip side is there's only 12 notes, and you could easily, with the player of your experience, you could easily learn, memorize all 12 intervals, and then you'd be done. For the rest of your life.
More 12 intervals.
There's only 12 intervals, namely like if you start on E, if E's your root.
Right.
You know, once you get to, like, you're comparing each of those to E, and when you get to the octave, you're done because,
right,
like,
and you,
that's just repeating it.
Right.
So, you know, there's nothing new under the sun after you've memorized your 12 intervals.
Right.
So that's an interesting thing. You and I, there's so much else to talk about. We haven't done much ear training.
Yeah, the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know.
Yeah, but in your case, you would learn it quick. But so how do we, let's do some, I don't want to do too much math in this class because it's ear training. So let's see what you do know. You know that the sound of that is, can you name the interval of that?
Whole step or half
step? Or like an interval means like if it's a fourth or a major sixth or something.
The distance between this note and the next note.
Yeah.
It's an octave.
Octave, yeah. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, okay.
Alright, what about this?
Should I play it or just...
You could play it. It's open and then fret 7. And I'm going to give you a hint. It's, to me, it sounds like my favorite movie series. You did a smart thing just now. In order to figure it out, you played a major scale. Even though you knew we were in a minor scale, the fifth is still the fifth regardless. So that was smart. You did it fine. And it only took you 2 seconds.
Minor and major, they're both always a fifth?
Yeah. Fifth is always the same regardless.
Always
like, you know, let's say compare E minor to E major.
Right.
No, only one note can change.
Right.
And that's because the third is different. The roots and fifths are still the same.
Right. Right.
So actually, I'm going to let you cheat during this, like i.e. use your guitar, because you're so fast, you just need a little crutch with your instrument. That's perfectly fine.
Right.
So I'm going to continue to ask you interval questions,
okay.
But you can use your guitar to solve the problem. All right, so we got a fifth here at fret 7.
Is it just going to be the modes I know? Oh, no, we're not doing modes. We're doing intervals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, we already know that this one that we're working on is either going to be Phrygian or Locrian because it has a flat two. Just so you know, I'm leading you to a place of discovering what's the name of this mode that we're in that goes.
Phrygian?
We don't know if it's Phrygian or Locrian at this point.
Right.
But we... So it's a combination of ear training and music theory. We know it has to be Phrygian because... I mean, Phrygian or Locrian because it's got a flat two. But there's another reason why we're about to know what mode it is. Because we just come up with the fact that the fifth is perfect. Meaning it's not flat.
Perfect fifth.
Perfect fifth. And so it can't be, there's one of the modes that it can't be. If you remember, Locrian is 1, flat 2, flat 3, 4, flat 5, flat 6, flat 7, everything's flat except for 4.
So it can't has be to be Locrian.
It can't be Locrian.
Oh, it can't be Locrian.
Because the fifth is not flatted. It's perfect.
Oh, right.
Therefore, the mode is what? So it's Phrygian, and so you could actually hear, if you learn to hear, this may seem like a tall order, like doing it just by ear and not by math, but let's just compare the two modes we just did. We did Lydian and Phrygian.